Okay, let's get down!
Oh, that's a nice start, isn't it? So what were we going to play?
Tickling.
Tickling?
No.
Did you want to play a special type of tickling game with a ghost?
No.
What sort of game?
Treading
on people game. Come on then. You can tread on me. You can tread on me, and then who's going to hurt more? You treading on me, or me treading on you? Stamp. Stamp.
You don't put on that fighting. No, take differently. Rest is blue butter.
Wow. What does that mean?
It means there's a fly or somebody stuck on my tree.
Where's the tree?
Do you
better go and save them? Where's the tree? I can't see the tree, can you?
Oh, there it is, over there. Stop now.
Oh, there's another tree here. There's a truck stuck up the tree.
You know what, this is a flying fire engine.
Really? It would be very useful having a flying one, wouldn't it? Where's its wings though?
Because I need them, it's special.
What does it use instead?
It uses the sirens.
Really? Oh, the sirens make it fly. That's good.
Thomas had a
hula hoop
on his back today.
Wow.
I went to pick him up from nursery and he was pretending to be an aeroplane.
Really?
You were flying, weren't you? You were going to Spain and tomorrow was going to a grandma's house.
Thomas, I think I need an ambulance now, don't you think?
Ambulance.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to put this fire engine in jail now.
Yeah. It doesn't fit in. I know what you need to do.
Oh, can you push him down?
Can.
Wow, if I push him down. I'm arresting you, Mr. Fire Engine, for...
Yeah!
Put him on the ground and press him down, Julie.
Oh, yeah.
That was a bit rude, wasn't it?
That's rude.
That's brilliant, that, isn't it?
I will put you in jail, Mr. Poo Poo.
Why is he going in jail? Do you remember?
Yeah, because he bashed me to your knee.
Because he bashed my knee and now I'm crying. Do you believe me?
I can't.
Good. And we're driving you away to jail for 5 years in here.
And you won't come back again.
And you're not coming out until you're sorry. Do you think that's right?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for protecting my knee. You're a good boy, aren't you? Anything else that hurts me, you put in jail as well?
Yeah.
Good boy.
Put me in jail as well.
Why do you have to? Because you treaded on me.
Yes.
Treaded on me. Is that right?
Did you actually just say that?
Trodden on me.
Trodden
on you, and stamping on you.
Come on then.
Stomp.
Stamping, that's a bit better.
Help!
If I was doing that, it's to deny.
Are you going to tread on me? I don't think I'm used to that. Nobody actually says, trodden on me. Me sit down, okay.
Well, I must tell you, one of the words that Dimitri used to use with Thomas was craning. And we are from Thomas's bedroom window now. What can we see? Tell Janine what
we see. A real crane.
A real red crane.
You can see a crane from your bedroom.
And you know what? It's not pretending. It's real.
It is a real one.
Because it moves up and down. Yes.
Have you seen it, Mick?
We can see it from Thomas's bedroom window. We watch
it. Thomas, why is it there? Do you know?
Because he's building flats.
He's building some flats.
He's building from
Burnish
Lane.
But Thomas... Whenever Thomas sees it moving up and down, he says it's craning.
It's craning. Was that one of the nonsensical?
Yes. Yes,
but
he uses it all the time.
All these kids are going to be going mad saying me King Baft. All of this, isn't it? ridiculous.
And then.
Are you going to show Janine your Chinese dragon as well? She'd like that.
Oh.
And did you go to town on Chinese New Year?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. This is what he did at the nursery for Chinese New Year. He made a lantern and a dragon. Careful.
Wow.
And you know what? When you want to see all his body, watch Green Link.
Do you know how to do a Chinese dragon dance?
No.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Watch.
There's another career for you. Are you a dragon?
And the Chinese lantern. Show Janine the lantern.
Did you make a lantern?
And then we'll watch Janine do a Chinese dance.
Oh no, for me.
Show Janine a nice lantern.
Thomas, show her your lantern. Did you make one?
Yes, he's made two actually. He's made this one for Chinese New Year. And then there's another one in his bedroom that he made.
Oh, I could see it.
Shall I go and get that very big one from the bedroom that you bought, did at nursery?
Use the lantern to help me find Thomas. So I can show him the dance. There he is. Come with me, follow the lantern. Come on.
When there's a Chinese dragon dance, they have lots of very loud drums, Thomas.
Yes.
Well, you know how to play the drum, don't you?
I do.
Have you got a drum?
Yeah.
I'm sure the transcribers will love that. And then the dragon dances and it gets chased by other animals as well. And there's people are all underneath here doing the dance. Have you ever seen one or not?
No.
You've seen one on video, haven't you? The Teletubbies usually have.
The Teletubbies do a Chinese dragon dance.
No, but they show, you know, when the Teletubbies tummy lights up and goes to children. Have you seen that part of Teletubbies?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, they have done Chinese New Year.
And in the tummy, you know what? The television's in the tummy.
The Teletubbies television's in the tummy? Yes, that's right, they turn the channel, don't they?
Yes.
Do you still watch the Teletubbies, Thomas?
Yeah.
Yes, he's not as keen on this as he used to be.
I found the Teletubbies.
Do you prefer the Teletubbies or the Tweenies?
Tweenies theme tune, believe it or not.
I thought I recognised that. That's not a very nice version of it.
I think we should just have our cup of tea and leave Thomas to get on with his
things. I'd come to play with Thomas, though. He doesn't seem to want to play with anything.
I
don't
know what we can play with.
Would you like to play with your
shirt? What can we play with?
We had a little girl. Thomas, don't jump down there, please. We had a little girl here yesterday called Kira. And you know the shop? The shop that you and Demetra bought for Thomas that day.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
And it was his birthday last year.
Do you want to play with the shop?
She saw the shop and said, can we play with the shop? And you and Kira played for about an hour last night, really nicely with the shop.
Oh, that's good.
Do you like to play a game with Apple?
No.
What can we play, Thomas?
Golden truck.
That's a bit noisy, Thomas. That's too noisy, darling.
I've not seen this before.
Well, look, can I be that in the garage and all the toys? That the truck's
not that's a good idea. Come on, let's play the garage.
Did you not use this lorry as a car transporter? The lorry that you got for Christmas? You were using it to load all your cars at yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we've got all Daddy's delivery boxes here, haven't we?
We've got
to
out of the way.
Wow, I like this. This is like a big road, isn't it?
Thomas, that's a little bit too noisy. I can't hear what Apple's saying without really.
Thomas, we've got something that's quieter so we can play it on here.
You know what? A giant was coming and you know those flowers. He just blew them up.
Really? Well, we've got all the cards that come with the garage.
That's true. We can't see what's happening.
You can get the small cars. Thomas, there's a little car there, isn't there?
Thomas, so this is the garage, so let's put the garage here. And then we can move into the big, real garage. Bring it over.
Okay.
Yeah, we can have a big garage here.
And that's a loft.
Come on, bring it over.
And come in.
Brilliant. The road. There we go. Wow. Have we got anything else that we could put? Have you got a squirrel or?
No.
And we can get your shop and put it here. Couldn't we?
Yeah, but that's too messy.
Okay, that's a good idea. We'll make a mess. So then we can have things happening on the road and then the garage. Have you got a car that comes and gets cars if they break down?
I've got a transporter.
Look, we can have this. And then we need, quickly, what would we need now?
A transporter. We'll get one.
I'll get it for you. Yes, because listen, the leg's broken on the sofa and it'll damage the carpet if we.
No.
And look what else we've got here. I'm going to let him out of jail. Oh, look, we've got a real fire engine here. That's good, isn't it? Have you got one of these?
No. Something. I got one. I think I got one somewhere. Oh, yeah, ambulance as well.
Yes. This is a little gift, Janine, from Father Christmas when we went to the party at the bee home. But unfortunately, it's been used so much it's broken.
Oh, right.
Well, that's
that was
a very nice gift from
that's
Father
very
Christmas.
Good.
Nino.
So what's the breakdown truck going to do?
The man quickly. On the truck driving it.
How do you put the cars on?
You lift them under the truck.
Look, there's lots between us here. Do you remember this, Thomas? Julian, when Thomas first started doing these videos, he was obsessed with buses. And it took us a long time to find a nice little bus in the shop, and we found that.
That's a very sweet bus. That's very handy because it can take these kids home from school.
And that bus has been absolutely everywhere with us.
Do you know a song about a bus, Thomas?
Wheels on the bus go round and round. Round. The wheels on the bus go round. All day long. The children on the bus go and jump up and down. The children on the bus go up and down all day long.
Right, what else have we got? Wow, look, brilliant. We've got an ambulance for the ambulance station. And then we'll have this because we don't want cars coming down here when the children are playing out. Do we? Where can we put this barrier? Ah, here. Oh, goodness. This is brilliant. Look, stop.
No, this naughty transport and your naughty dog and your tick-tock. Tick-tock that way, smash the barrier down.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, really? But then it's supposed to be good, that transporter.
Tick-tocking means indicator.
Oh, right.
So if it tick-tocks one way, it's indicator.
Look, Thomas, is this okay over here? Come over here. Do you see there's a helicopter on here? Is it okay? We'll have an aeroplane on there instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can go push. And this is like an ambulance.
But so, you know what? Watch this. No, you press that button and the lights flash out.
Really? Let's see. All your toys do something, don't they? None of them are simple, are they?
Look.
Very lucky.
Look.
Wow, go on. You can. I'll make another crash that you've got to send the ambulance. Fly the ambulance over to get them and take them back to the hospital. So look, here's. So we've got an ambulance here. This is the ambulance.
Hold up. Two more crash.
Nina. Are you hurt?
No.
Okay, then I'll go back. Right, and then we've got... that we can make our own police station over here.
Okay.
That's the police car. He's going to look out for anyone that's misbehaving.
Somebody naughty.
You wait there and see if you can see me doing something naughty. And you can arrest me and put me in jail.
Right now, you naughty actor. I will put you in jail.
Oh no, I've been caught.
Naughty apple, I heard.
And you stay there for masses of days. And you won't come out again.
Really? Oh, what happens if I say I'm sorry?
Sorry, it's all right.
Oh, good, that's good. Brilliant. I'm back again. Yeah. That's great. Oh, and here's some traffic lights here.
I know, we could put them just there. No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a story about what's happening today. Okay?
Okay.
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
One day, this car's driving along and it goes to the petrol station and it gets lots of petrol in, but it doesn't shut its cap. So when it's driving along, it's dropping petrol along here. What do you think might happen? And then somebody who's here... There's a fire! So what are you going to get?
Fire engine!
And what's the fire engine going to do? Oh! But you can't get there by road because the road's on fire. How else can you get there to save them? How the road's on fire. You can fly. Clever boy. Can you put the fire out? Excellent.
When there's a fire in the airplane, the fireman gets in. And there's a fire extinguisher. Blue one.
Airplane. Everything's over. You can put the car back. What else we've got over?
And a digger.
Okay, what do you need?
A digger and a crane.
And a digger. And you're going to build me a new restaurant?
Yes, but I can't now because that's so stuck.
What's
the other wheel? A one with sausages in.
Let's make a big sausage restaurant. Lovely. And what are you going to call the restaurant?
B-I-D.
B-I-D?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means... When somebody wants sausage to eat, they know there's a place where you can eat sausage.
Brilliant. Is it open all night as well? So even if I'm sleeping and I want a sausage, can I go there?
Yeah.
An all-night sausage restaurant. That's brilliant, though.
So this is gone, and that's gone. And you know what you saw behind thing? A big transporter.
Wow.
On a poorly wheel.
Let's have a look at its poorly wheel. Could we take it to the garage and try and fix it? Let's have a look at the poorly wheel. Oh, I think it needs to go in the garage, don't you? That's where poorly wheels go on cars, isn't it?
And trucks.
But then, Thomas, what do you think? Do you think that this transporter could drive round the roundabout, or what would happen? Because it has to drive round and it has to not... You see, it has to go like this. This is what happens. Because if it goes like that, it'll crash, won't it? And it goes like that,
I'll be killed.
So it has to go back like that.
Uh-oh, somebody wants to cross the road, and you know what I will do? Just spread them with my big scoop.
Clever boy. And where are you going to put everything you've scooped up?
On the transport.
Oh, lovely.
Thomas, would you like to ask Janine if she'd like some sugar in her tea?
Do you want sugar in your coffee?
I want coffee. Can I have one, please?
Okay, one.
Okay, one. And I'm just going to have something to eat here. Sausage. Oops, I've just had 10. Do you think that's a bit greedy?
No.
Okay, how many sausages can you eat?
I can eat 4.
Have you eaten 4 sausages before, have you?
Yes, that's this time.
So, oh, we've got something else to put in the fire station, look. That's brilliant. So we've got our ambulance, we've got our fire station, we've got our garage, we've got even an ambulance aeroplane. We've got diggers to build us new things.
And a pulley crane.
And a pulley transporter. So what do you think we can have happen today?
A pulley crane as well. It's a bit there. Okay. I need to put PT.
Oh, right, okay.
And then yesterday, the transporter was coming.
Yes. And he was putting the traffic lights on. Do you think that's maybe?
No.
Oh, there's the traffic lights.
Oh, it's the ambulance man stolen the traffic lights, look.
Arrest you under the Lord.
But which one? You have to question them.
I arrest you under the Lord.
It was this one. How do you know? It's that one.
It wasn't me. I saw someone hiding it.
It was him.
No, it was a little boy. You're all right, but I'm going to get the little boy in my jail.
What if I say I'm sorry?
I don't mind.
Oh, thank you. Okay, here's your traffic lights back.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I put them on the load. Ding.
Okay, so what happened again? Yesterday, the transporter, you were telling me a story.
Yeah, no. Yesterday, a transporter was coming and it stopped at your traffic lights, and when it was green, it didn't go.
Why not?
Because it ran out of ink to put in his truck.
Petrol?
Yeah.
So what do you think that he does? He gets on the telephone and he calls the garage, doesn't he? And says, get on the telephone. Hello, do you have a problem? This is the AA.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
My truck, when it went green, it wouldn't go.
Right. Do you think it could be because you run out of petrol?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to get some petrol from the garage and I'm going to bring you some and then you'll be able to go. 5 minutes. Where's the petrol pump? Is there one?
Just get it. Stay a minute.
Okay, and I need to... Carrie's petrol. Shh. Petrol.
Thanks. Just put it in there.
Okay. Do you want to start up and see if you can go now? Hey!
But he couldn't go now because the crane popped and then he got away. And then he could go.
Did you get a petrol from the petrol pump, Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He showed me where it was. He's a clever man.
It happened then.
And then what happened with the
transporter? He went gone bumping up and the transporter man fell in a bush.
Oh! And who do we have to call then?
No, the ambulance.
Oh. Hello? Hello, are you okay?
No.
Do you want me to get the ambulance?
Yes.
Have you pushed them in?
No.
This is funny. Okay. Oh, I'm going to take you to the hospital. Ah. Luckily. But then, Thomas, you can't. The transporter, the children. Oh. And we need to move the transporter or none of them are going to get home.
Cross the road.
You think?
No.
But then, is this not.
No.
Because look, it's too dangerous for them to go on the road because look, there's lots of cars going by. They have to go on the crossing.
A truck just gone on his way.
Oh, that's good. Now, Transporter causes lots of trouble. It's because it's so long, isn't it? Go and have a look. And what shape? Look, oh, oh. It does. I tried to do that before and I knocked some of the children over.
You've not told me.
Red.
Red. Battery's low.
No.
Last a few minutes. Well, I'll change the tape on the one we've got because they.
Come in before.
It says a gate.
But this says, can I not just open it?
Yeah. Open it
now. What do you think we could call this?
A street.
Street town.
They are. Yeah. I better call this machine.
Oh, you've got an AA van after all. You've got all these toys, haven't you? Men don't come and run transporters. Oh, do they?
Yeah.
So I'm taking you to jail, and you're going in jail for a very... You're going in masses of time.
I will.
Thomas... Tell your mummy what you did. Tell your mum what you did. Go on. Why did you make Apple cry?
I will eat the bunch.
Oh, excuse me.
I will.
What are you going to show? Did you make him, Thomas? You didn't tell me that.
He did, but unfortunately...
He did actually give me one of the Smarties.
Oh, well, that's all right. I just thought the Smarties
were going to be... Can I eat one now?
Yes, it's the last one then.
Thomas, so, do you make cakes? Uh-oh! A petrol!
Just let him know!
Oh... Now this is a very delicate situation because it's landed on the day. We could call the ambulance. Okay, first of all we have to let we could have a roof for the tower. Why were you making cakes?
Because it's for Purdy's birthday and today it is Purdy's birthday.
Oh, tell me, it's Purdy's birthday. Every day you tell me.
It's Purdy's birthday, but
that's
all. No.
Thomas, did I tell you that my cat wasn't very well? Went on Nemo's tail. And it had to go to the vet, and the vet had to put a big plug.
The dog, yeah.
The dog tried to eat the cat. But luckily it's... We did worry for a bit because...
Oh gosh.
The cat had become very frightened and it wouldn't go out the house. And usually it's like that. It's, the cat's
called... I know that name.
You know that. How do you know that name? What's the cat called? Do you know? Anyway, Nemo... Bring Nemo to show you one day. He's very pretty. He looks like he's in the cat adverts. Are you lying across the town now? Hmm? Asleep now.
You know, you could be looking out for pussycats.
I could be looking out for pussycats. But we haven't got any pussycats in this town, have we?
But this is, I am a pussycat.
Oh, you're, all right. I'm just going to have a look for a pussycat and see if I can find one. Pussy? Hello.
Meow.
Meow. Are you okay? Oh, it's always. Meow. Where have you been today, pussycat?
Meow.
Oh, are you okay, pussycat? Have I got to take you to the vet? Because you're just sleeping all the time, aren't you? Oh well, I don't like pussycats that don't talk, because they're not any fun for me. So I'm going to go and play with something else, like
meow.
Oh, you've come awake. Hello. Are you a talking meow. Pussycat? Oh well, I'm going to go and play with the garage on my own.
Meow.
What does meow mean? It's meow hello in cat language.
Yes. I do that at night.
What do you do?
I just fight people.
You fight people at night?
I can hear a pussy.
Meow!
Oh!
Meow, 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 meow!
Oh, look, here's your little children.
Pussycats, are those?
Meow!
Oh, they're lovely. That's good that we've got some pussycats in the town as well.
Yes.
Meow!
That one's called Furball, and this one is Gingles.
There you go, Gingles.
Because we got this at Christmas, and it's a cross between Ginger and Gingles, and Ginger and Jingle Bells. It's called Gingles.
Oh, really? Did you think of that name?
No, Daddy did. Oh. And this one.
And you know what? You saw a nice pussycat just. And you know what? Somebody put some makeup in his mouth, and you know what?
Really?
He's died.
No, he's not.
Furball, that was called.
You know when I got a taxi to your house?
What?
Did you hear the horn? Beep, beep. Outside.
No.
Did you hear it?
No.
Because a pussycat had gone into the middle of the road and the taxi couldn't get past.
Which pussycat? A black and white one?
It was black and white.
That was Felix.
Oh, Felix.
Yes, Felix just sits in the road. Purdy
Felix was just that. Felix was just sat in the middle of the road and he wouldn't move.
One day when I went to visit Mother and Grandad Bailey, when Purdy was just a young cat, I was doing something at Nana's house and one of the neighbours came running over, shouting me, and I thought Purdy'd been knocked down.
Aww.
And all it was, Purdy was sitting in the middle of the village having a wash and the traffic was piling up and she refused to move.
Really?
And she wouldn't move. And the neighbour was shouting me to come and move her.
You know what? That's a bit like what's happening in this town, because Thomas said that he's a pussycat.
Yes.
And all the children are trying to get out of school to go to the restaurant to eat their sausages. And all the cars are trying to get past. And the pussycat, Thomas, is just having a sleep. What can we do about that, Jean? I think we have to get the roller in.
Yes.
That rolls the pussycat away.
Right.
And then puts him in pussycat jail.
Yeah!
Is that what we need to do?
And you know what, Dad? He bites your foot.
No, don't bite.
Oh, that's a very bad pussycat.
It is.
I'm going to go and call the police.
Hello, please.
Oh, just a minute, we need mobile phone.
And a walkie-talkie, Mum. And a walkie-talkie.
You're asleep.
You're a cat. You can only meow. Hello?
Oh, hello, is that the police?
Yes, it is. Is there a problem?
Yes, we have a pussycat sleeping in the middle of the road, quite near the roundabout.
Is it not possible to roll it off?
Yes, I would imagine you could do that.
But you actually want this pussycat to be arrested?
Well, yes, please, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mina, 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 Mina.
Hello, are you the pussycat sleep on the road? Hello? Yes, you're right, this is a serious problem.
Let's put a caution sign around it. Oh, hello, pussycat.
Oh, the pussycat's moved. Look, all the traffic... Okay, it's cleared now, so all the children can eat their sausages and everyone can get home. The AA man to the garage. Excellent. But, oh, no, look. Thomas, we need to call the police again because there's a pussycat stuck at the top of the lift.
Quick, go and get the crane and get the pussycat down.
Where's the telephone? Please? Hello, please?
Where's your...
Hello, please?
Hello?
Hello, I want to report there's a pussycat stuck up the top of the lift and we're frightened it's going to fall. Is there anything you can do?
Yeah, I will call the fire brigade.
Okay, call the fire brigade.
Hello?
Hello?
Can we have the fire brigade because there's a cat stuck up off the lift.
Hello?
And we all will come. And a big machine comes and lifted him down.
Hello, Puss. Oh, look, purring. Can you hear the purring?
Meow.
Thank you, Mr. Fireman.
999.
You've made it secure so no other pussycats can go up
please?
There, have you?
Hello, please. Have you got your mobile, Thomas?
No.
Hello, please.
I'm a post. I'm the pussycat again, and I like...
No, but I need the police. This is really this is an emergency this time. Please?
Yeah?
Please, please, quickly.
I'm just getting my numbers ready. Hello?
Hello, I'm afraid there's another pussycat that's in trouble. It tried to get in the lift and it's stuck.
Right there.
Okay, but this is very delicate operation.
He's ate too many buns at Purdy's
birthday. Yeah, he ate too many sweets. And oh, don't pull him out. It's going to hurt him. Oh, very stuck.
Yeah.
Oh, is he okay? Oh, he's crying. Oh, give him a huggle. Oh, he's better now.
I will put him there.
Wow, who'd have thought that all the cats would be causing so much trouble in the town called Street today?
No, I need you. But the pussycat wants to hug
you.
Alright. You can
do
now, you can
move.
Okay. On the edge.
Yeah!
Oh, you're another pussycat, are you? Am I going to have to call the police again? Is this pussycat's gone to sleep on the road again? Have you not got a home to go to, Mr. Pussycat? No?
No.
Where's your mummy? Is your mummy Purdy?
Yes, and she's died.
No, that's a horrible thing to say, Thomas. I know where you live. Do you want me to take you there? Yes, come here then.
I'll take you there. And here.
I'll just carry you over. Oh, here we are. And here's your...
Keys for the pussycat.
This is Purdy's son.
And
yes.
This is for Purdy that food because it's cat food.
It's for pussycats. We'll put it on the floor, shall we?
And I thought this is for pussycats.
Oh, that's good.
Don't eat it like that now.
That's how pussycats eat them though, isn't it?
Would you like to see if Janine would like one? Well, take the saucer now, darling.
Go on, I'll have one. Thanks.
Don't eat the mouse.
That is how a cat would eat it, though. You're a clever boy, aren't you?
I hope you're going to save an orange one for me.
Can I have another one, Thomas?
Right. I can't find any oranges.
You've eaten them, haven't you?
No.
Do you like the orange ones best?
No. Oh, these. Oh, it's lots of red.
To compensate, because red's like pearl. What about apple? Apple might like some more.
I think apple would have a green one, like a green apple, don't you?
Oh, yes. Green and yellow, like apples.
Oh, you're a kind pussy, aren't you?
Mmm. Thank you, Jean. I haven't had any chocolate today.
I've got sharp teeth. Look.
Let me have a look. Do you know what you call these teeth? These sharp ones. Canines. Let's have a look at yours. Oh, they're very sharp, those. Very good for eating sausages, aren't they? Does he like sausages?
Oh, yes.
He talks about them.
Father Christmas brought sausages again this year, didn't he? 2 years running, Santa's brought sausages.
And then a little girl was a plate for a pussycat. And, you know, a naughty pussycat eating Purdy's food.
Is the not? Is that your Purdy? You tell me you're Purdy's son.
Mm. What do you call Purdy's son?
I'm Purdy.
Purdy's upstairs, I've just seen her.
I'm Purdy.
I think he's saying he's Purdy because he said that was Purdy's food to eat.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Purdy.
Meow.
Meow. How are you?
Yeah.
Thomas, how's nursery going?
Meow.
Meow? Do you say your name's Purdy at nursery?
Yeah.
And do you say meow all the time and crawl about on the floor? Do your teacher think you're strange? Oh. Are you having fun at nursery nowadays, though? You've got lots of friends, I bet you have.
Me.
We're going. This Sunday, we've got Anthony's party, his best friend.
Be quiet, because this pussycat's going to sleep.
Oh, you're tired. No wonder you're tired.
The following week, we've got a party on both Saturday and Sunday, haven't we? Luke and Matthew.
Yeah.
Meow. Oh, I'm a bit tired, too. I think I'll just have a little sleep here.
Yes, I will, actually.
Meow!
Oh, what a shock! Who's your best friend at nursery, though? Is it Samara?
Meow.
Your mummy tells me you don't play with girls anymore, sweet. Is that right? Only ladies? Why is that?
Oh, I don't do that.
Meow.
No. I was going to get some chocolate for the pussycat, but it's not being very well behaved, is it?
But he wants to. It's just spitting out. All the buzzy bees out of his tongue.
Is he?
Yes.
Spitting all the bees out of his tongue.
Has he been eating buzzy bees, has he? That's his cat. That's very strange.
Do you want to get that book and finish decorating the tree, would you need? Oh, look, there might be a rainbow because it's raining and the sun's shining. Should we get a look?
Well, it's very bright today, isn't it? Winter sun.
Let me see.
It's usually at the back.
Can't see all from here.
Now be careful if you come crashing through here.
Do you know a song about a rainbow, Thomas?
Sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow, come with you.
No, it's red and yellow and pink and blue, orange and purple and green. I think I've got the colours in the wrong order. I can sing a rainbow,
sing a rainbow.
Sing a rainbow too. I can't say one, but there's bound to be one.
In fact, I put the
voice in next verse of that. It's got some funny
words. Listen
work.
With your eyes.
Isn't that funny? Listen with your eyes. Mean then? Who wondered that?
That's from another day, Jimmy.
Is it?
I see one for my standing on my chest.
I can see one. Here we are, rainbow in the sky. Wow. Can you see? Very, very faintly. You see where the, above the tree is a little purple sort of chimney. Can you see just above that, ever so faint?
Can
you see it, Janine? Can you see?
I just can see something purple over there.
Yes, haven't it? It's very faint. Well, the purple is actually the pie. Yeah. Very faint.
I can't see anything else. I can't see any blue.
Can't you see the rainbow?
I can see.
It's a little bit clearer though.
A little bit of pink. Oh, we can see it appearing. That's lovely.
Yes.
I can't see anything, then he's on my chair. We have the most wonderful rainbows here, and I think with all the rain before Christmas,
I've never seen as many rainbows before.
But I can see that pink.
No, you can see it then, can't you, in the sky, look. right the way around there. You'd be going to Joe's house and Kira's house, won't
you? Do you know what you find at the bottom of the rainbow?
Treasure.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wish I walked up there and then I could see the treasure.
Yes, and I wish you'd walk back again with it.
And I can see it!
Yes, it's much clearer now, isn't it? Look at that. That's beautiful. You can see it right at that. Yes. Yes, we've got some lovely pictures.
I need that down.
No, you mustn't take that off.
Just pretend somebody's got it.
It's much clearer now, Thomas. What colours can you see?
Blue, purple, and you know what, we might.
Oh, you know what, Thomas? No what?
Your favourite is red.
It is, and your favourite is?
Blueberries.
That's my favourite as well.
Red and yellow and pink and blue, orange and purple and blue. I can see the rainbow, Listen with your eyes. Dee dee dee, we don't know the rest of the words. I can sing a rainbow, sing along with me.
Come on!
Red,
come on, what?
Yellow and pink.
Come here, because I'm a pussycat.
Oh. Are you still a pussycat on the road? I thought we'd sorted that pussycat problem out.
Yeah.
Oh, you nearly broke that plate,
didn't you? Look, little boys doing
I can see some more pussycats in this room
tea
as well.
Do you know mummy's tea is?
Yeah.
I think they're your mummy's. What's that picture? Did you?
Be careful, because you might run away.
The cat. Okay. Hopefully you will run away, because you don't want to. It's his tail. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Yeah.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
No.
Ruff,
ruff. Yeah.
Be careful, don't run.
Yeah.
Woof, 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 woof. I'm coming to bite your long tail.
No. My tail is nowhere. I haven't got a tail.
Thomas, do you remember the pussycat we had at Christmas?
Yeah.
Let's go and make a pussycat out of balloon, shall we? Christmas.
No.
Thomas. All over Christmas, and then suddenly one day he felt a bit better. He started dashing around with a yellow balloon with a bit of tinsel on the string, and it was a pussycat.
Oh,
what was it called, Thomas? That yellow pussycat there?
Furby.
And that's Furby. What was it called? You get, oh, it's here. You gave it a special name, didn't you?
Meow.
I would bite your tail, but you haven't got one. So instead, I'm going to bite your feet, your paws.
They're sharp.
They are sharp.
I'm going to grab you, lad.
This was a pussycat, wasn't it?
But look, there's tail.
His tail's nearly all gone now.
Do you think it's got a nasty dog again? Come and bite your tail.
Yeah. What was it called, Thomas? This balloon was from, you went to an Eid party, believe it or not.
And you know what?
An Eid party.
Really? Came home with balloons.
You know what, Dad?
Yes.
When somebody popped a balloon, it made the pussycat hide. Yeah.
Thomas, was the pussycat not called Sooty or, well, what did we call it? The yellow pussycat when he suddenly got out of bed, tied a piece of tinsel to the balloon and said it was a pussycat. And you raced around with it for about an hour. What was it called?
I can't think.
What did we call it?
Furby, I think.
Well, no, this is Furby. Purdy's the pussycat, Furby's the Furby. What
it must be something that rhymes with that. Purdy, Furby and Furby.
Yeah.
I think it began with
that. This is a good place to hide. Yeah.
It's a good place to hide because I'd never think of looking there.
Yeah. But the funny thing was, a good week after he'd named this balloon, whatever, he took it out again and started playing with it until our ears. Was it Sparkle or was it? It wasn't Smudge, because Sue's pussycat was called Smudge. It began with a S, or Thomas, what was it? Can you think?
Tinsel.
Tinsel?
Oh, that's a nice name.
It wasn't Tinsel, that's a nice name for pussycat.
Mummy, let me go on that balloon because this pussycat might scratch it and make it pop.
Oh dear.
You're quite a naughty pussycat at the moment, aren't you, Thomas?
Yeah.
And you know what? I saw a pussycat. I read his colour. And you know what, Marie?
I read his colour? You mean I read his colour?
And you know what? You left the back door open. And you know what? It wasn't your pussycat. It was your next door neighbour's.
Was it my next door neighbour's pussycat? Well, they've got three pussycats next door. What are they called? Oh. What's the pussycats called?
He can't talk because he's fast asleep.
Pussy, Felix,
I've just
Tiddles,
seen Felix, haven't I?
And Molly. And there's a doggy called Alice.
Do you know a story, Thomas, about an owl and a pussycat?
Hello?
Went to sea in a beautiful pea green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a £5 note.
Meow.
I'm glad you know. That's good.
Meow.
I think I'm ready for bed now, mate. I'm very tired.
And you know what? It's your pussycat because you're our next door neighbour.
And what's my name then?
Brian.
Brian. Oh, Brian. That's a nice name for me, isn't it?
This is Felix the cat.
Oh, where's my cat, Felix? Felix. Felix. Ch-ch-ch-ch. Ah, Felix. Hello. How are you?
Mummy, you are Linda.
Am I?
Oh, Linda, look, I found Felix.
Oh, good. Have you seen Molly and Tiddles?
I don't know, I'll ask
her. Oh, here we are. Look, Molly
Felix,
Tiddles.
Have you seen Molly and Tiddles?
Yeah.
Now, Felix, I was a bit worried about you before. Because when I came in my taxi, you were in the middle of the road and you wouldn't get out. What was happening there?
I was smelling the road.
Oh, where? What did it smell of?
Pink.
Pink?
There they are.
And does pink smell nice?
Yeah.
What does pink smell like?
Brian, there they are.
Oh, Tiddles and Liam, was it? I don't
know, Molly. Liam.
Liam and Noel, the cats next door. Are you smelling pink again?
Mm. I can smell the rain.
Oh, the song comes clear now.
Sorry, Thomas. He's looking at me as if I'm a silly billy. Thomas, tell Janine where we saw Felix earlier on.
In the middle of the road.
Oh, no, not the middle of the road. We didn't see him, but where was he? As I was getting lunch ready, he jumped on the kitchen window ledge, didn't he?
Yeah.
Really? I was on the inside, and suddenly this cat appeared on the outside, and I said, quick, Thomas, look.
You know what happened to my cat the other day?
What?
I was, a shock of my life, I was in my front room, but I live upstairs in a flat. And I looked out the window and Nemo was crawling along the windowsill, very, very high. We thought that we were going to have to call the fire engine to come and get him. But it wasn't, you can just jump very, very high. It did give me a shock though, I've never seen it, because it's a very thin ledge, you know, they live quite high up. But they get quite high, cats, don't they?
When I first had Purdy, I lived in a flat, and there was a squash court right next to the flat with a big arched roof and a very tiny rain gutter. And Purdy used to go out of my window, across the flat roof, up one side of the squash court, down the other side, and lie in the drain pipe. And she spent hours and hours there.
You know, Ali, he did pussy that walks. He just climbed up there.
Oh, yeah.
Jump back down, goes back to sleep, and then jump back down, and then he climbs on you.
On me? Oh, lucky me. Yeah. What do cats do all day, Thomas? Do you
they know? Just eat.
Just eat? Is that not far wrong?
Mummy.
Would you like to
Ryan,
be a cat?
This pussy cat is having a feeling smooth.
Oh, lucky pussy cat.
Yes.
So, is this right? So, pussy cats, all they do is eat and sleep. Yeah. Anything else? Do they go to work or do they have jobs?
No.
Lucky them, eh? What else do they do? Do they walk about looking for things?
Yeah.
And what do they look for?
Food.
Is that it? So that's just a pussycat's life, is looking for food and sleeping?
You know what, Ryan?
I must remember that I want to be a pussycat.
You could tell Linda, have you seen Felix?
Oh, well, Linda, have you seen Felix?
No, he's probably gone in the kitchen. He spends a lot of time in the kitchen looking for food, I think.
I know, I've heard that all Felix does is look for food.
Yes.
Meow.
Peter actually said the other day, when Purdy goes out, I wonder if she thinks we go out to do the same, just to wander around the garden.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, there you are, Felix. What are you doing today? I thought for a minute that Thomas had started to eat Purdy's food. I just had to get really worried. That'd have been horrible. Anyway, I've done it. Felix.